Get abstract. Knowledge compressed.
Despite executive coaching's high profile, few managers coach well or even at all. In The Coaching Habit, published by Box of Crayons Press, Michael Bungay-Stanier, the first person honored as Coach of the Year in Canada, uses the construct of 7 essential coaching questions to teach managers how to coach effectively. Get Abstract recommends his manual to all managers, aspiring business coaches, and any practitioners who might welcome a refresher. Nearly 75% of managers have received training in how to coach their employees, yet 73% of employees never receive coaching. And when they do, the coaching usually doesn't help them. In fact, fewer than 25% of employees believe coaching benefited them. One problem is that most managers receive inferior coaching training themselves. Often coaching training is complex or dull or seems unconnected to the real world of business, so managers find it difficult to understand the relevancy and implementation in their day-to-day lives. Many managers who have been trained as coaches find themselves overwhelmed by the high-octane work pace at most organizations. As a result, they never get around to coaching employees. Because people value good advice, you like to give it and you regard your advice as worth hearing. However, quality coaching depends on asking the right questions, not on dispensing advice. Asking questions can be disconcerting for the questioner. You may wonder if you're really helping your employee in a valuable way. Questions make conversations slower, and asking questions means you are no longer in control of the conversation or situation. Consider 3 coaching truths. Coaching someone doesn't take much time. Coaching is not something to do occasionally. And to coach people properly, develop a coaching habit. If you adopt a solid coaching habit, it will sustain you as a coach and help you avoid 3 common workplace problems that often burden managers. The first is creating overdependence. Employees easily become dependent on managers to do their work for them. Coaching prompts employees to handle their responsibilities themselves. Second, getting overwhelmed. As a busy manager, the last thing you need is employees who try to unload their work on you. And third, becoming disconnected. When employees aren't confident about their job abilities, they avoid challenging tasks. Coaching enables employees to step up and ask for tougher assignments. Developing the coaching habit requires having 5 elements in place. First, find a reason. You need a motive for changing your behavior. Second, identify a trigger. To create a new behavior, you must know what triggers your previous behavior. Be as specific as possible. Try to note when you generally default to a negative reaction. The third element is developing a micro habit. Your new habit should take less than a minute to finish. Fourth, establish effective practice. Break down your new habit into small segments and practice each one repeatedly. Practice at different paces and practice differently. Then repeat everything again until your new habit becomes routine. And finally, create a plan to build a new habit by recognizing the trigger, knowing the old habit, and outlining the new behavior. Training yourself to ask people you're coaching 7 essential questions is an important new behavior you should develop as a habit. These questions can transform your scheduled one-on-one sessions with employees, your business and team meetings, as well as reshaping unplanned conversations in the hallway. The first question is the kickstart question. Ask, "What's on your mind?" to initiate a focused conversation. This directs the conversation to the most important issue, as defined by the other party, and puts that person in charge of the direction of the conversation. After opening with this question, use the 3P model to focus the conversation. Projects: determine what your employee is working on and discuss current assignments. People: consider the employee's working relationships. And patterns: explore your employee's habitual behaviors to reveal how you can help them approach and accomplish their jobs more effectively. The second question is the AWE, or AWE question. Ask, "And what else?" This is the single most effective coaching question. You generate greater understanding, improved mindfulness, and enhanced self-knowledge, which increase the potential for meaningful two-way communication. This question enables the employee to discuss candidly whatever is on his or her mind. The ah question moves you away from turning into an advice monster. The third question is the focus question. Ask, what's the real challenge here for you? This question helps you uncover a deeper issue worth addressing. Be wary of becoming the advice monster and encourage people to find their own paths. However, the way people first characterize a problem often has nothing to do with the underlying issue. The phrasing of the focus question conveys your understanding that the employee faces numerous challenges and that one of them matters more than the rest. The fourth question is the foundation question. Ask, what do you want? This question takes you directly to the main challenge. Think of this as the goldfish question, because it can cause people to react by staring at you while their mouths open and close soundlessly. The foundation question deals with a common illusion that those participating in a conversation know what everyone wants to achieve. You and your staffer must determine the need that underlies the want. For example, if a worker wants to leave early one day, try to ascertain why leaving early is important. This will give you a better understanding of how to address the request. The fifth question is the lazy question. Ask, how can I help you? This question saves time by cutting through the hemming and hawing. It requires your employee to make a direct request of you concerning what matters most to him or her. The lazy question prevents you from immediately jumping into action and trying to solve a problem before you fully understand the situation. The wording of this question proves critical to its effectiveness. A blunter version is, what do you want from me? If you decide to use the more direct version, preface it with, out of curiosity, just so I know, or to help me understand better. The sixth question is the strategic question. Ask, if you're saying yes to this, what are you saying no to? This is a complex question. You're asking the employee to commit to the previous yes. This question asks employees to examine the implications of their choices. It can also clarify the limitations of the employee's no. The final question is the learning question. Ask, what was most useful for you? This question guarantees that everyone will find these meetings and sessions meaningful. The employee achieves a valuable learning moment. The question focuses the staffer to pause, think, and pay attention to the most important new information that emerges from the conversation. Usually, conversations between managers and their employees contain superfluous detail. They veer off course easily, and getting back on track is hard. Quality coaching can put an end to low-wattage, meandering, and unproductive conversations. If you make these seven essential questions the core of your coaching habit, they can help you work smarter and be more impactful. As you enrich your coaching habit, develop a set of questions that work best for you. Nurture a strong sense of curiosity. It will stand you in greater stead than any advice you may want to dole out to others. Recognize and develop your idiosyncratic voice, the one you feel most comfortable using all the time as a manager and a coach.
For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.